You're listening to SBS News.
Hey everyone, today we want to make sambusa. So I want to make...
Every Monday night in the kitchen of the Salama Tea House in Melbourne's West, Hamed Alayari hosts an online Persian cooking class, offering an insight into the unique flavours of Iran. His classes have been incredibly popular, with his first 10-week block entirely booked out. The classes are helping to supplement the income of his once bustling cafe that's now been restricted to takeaway only for the second time.
First lockdown, like in March, April, it wasn't like this. The second one, I think this is more serious. It's very quiet and I really feel it, you know. Even for takeaway, even for online platform, there's not much order.
He opened the Salama Tea House in July last year as a social enterprise, only employing refugees and newly arrived migrants. Mr. Alayari arrived in Australia as an asylum seeker from Iran in 2012. He's a trained chef, but says his lack of English and work experience in Australia prevented him from getting paid employment. He says working at the Salama Tea House will give other new arrivals a start in the Australian job market.
And they don't have confident to go, for example, cafe to even order the coffee because they're scared, because they can't speak English, they're scared make a mistake, you know. They don't feel they are part of community. They still feel they're strangers. So this is the place I think I should open and support those people.
But when Melbourne coronavirus restrictions reduced the cafe to takeaway only in March, business revenue dropped by 90% and Mr. Alayari was forced to let go his 7 casual staff. He runs the business alone 7 days a week and relies on the JobKeeper subsidy to pay his own wage. But with the scheme due to expire in September, he fears for the future without it. Small Business Ombudsman Kate Carnell says it's imperative cafes like the Salama Tea House survive the pandemic.
This is where job growth and innovation happens. So it's fundamental for Australia going forward, for Australian growth, to get the SME sector up and running and to have them confident enough to invest in their business and to invest in their people.
In response to the second phase of lockdown, the Victorian government expanded its business support fund, offering $5,000 grants to support businesses through the renewed restrictions. While nationally, the federal government announced a jointly funded job trainer scheme to sponsor apprenticeship and trainee positions for school leavers and those reskilling in other trades. Job seeker payments for those who've lost work during the pandemic have been increased temporarily, while JobKeeper provides businesses impacted by the pandemic with wage subsidies of up to $1,500 a fortnight to keep employees on the books. Around 3.5 million workers have benefited from JobKeeper, but it's currently being reviewed by Treasury, with the government due to announce the scheme's future on July the 23rd. Kate Carnell says small businesses aren't ready to go it alone.
What we've got to do is have support packages in place until the economy is working again properly. In other words, until there are no shutdowns, until COVID is under control.
James Wood runs CNB Safe, a safety information consultancy group. He employs speakers who have first-hand experience of workplace accidents to deliver safety lectures to businesses. Mr. Wood lost the use of his legs in a workplace accident over 20 years ago, and the majority of his employees also live with a disability. When the pandemic first hit, all of CNB Safe's bookings were cancelled, costing the company around $700,000. He says when restrictions were lifted in Victoria, new bookings came in, but then stage 3 was again reinstated.
We were just starting to receive some phone calls and people that were interested in getting us out to their workplace once the travel restrictions were lifted. And then the second wave hit and we're just right back to the start again with, you know, no bookings, no interest.
The business has been diversifying, taking safety messages online, but Mr. Wood says the power of CNB Safe is the personal interaction with speakers who've experienced a workplace accident firsthand. His daughter Annie has also launched a series of online safety videos for kids, calling herself Safety Annie. But Mr. Wood is hoping to get his speakers back to work as soon as possible, because he says those living with a disability are disadvantaged in a competitive job market.
I know we have some great equality and inclusion these days, but the simple fact is that if an employer had to choose between someone that's perfectly able-bodied or someone in my situation that has to use a wheelchair, unfortunately, I think a lot of employers are going to choose the person that doesn't have to get around like me.
There will be more on this story on SBS World News on Saturday at 6:30 p.m. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Abby Dinham, SBS News.